So, you told me about your feet, and now you're telling me about your wife's back surgery. It seems like you have a lot of physical ailments.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. There isn't another night that hardly goes by that you don't dream about it, that you don't have nightmares, that you're being chased by Germans, chased by the SS, and very bad nightmares. Sometimes you wake up in the middle of the night screaming, or you wake up in the morning from beating that I received from many places, from the Germans and the SS, and today I've got my ears are very bad, and the doctor did say that that comes from beating in the head, and we have to live with it. We just live with it. It's just as bad living with it now that it almost was in camps. Sure, you establish a family, you establish a home and everything else, but whatever happened, and it's you can never forget. It's very, very bad to live without parents, without brothers, without sisters. It's very bad. I'll never forget when the first time my daughter, my oldest daughter, we were living in Flint, and we were living in a neighborhood with a lot of young couples our age, and one time she comes home and she says, how come all my girlfriends have grandparents and I don't?
What did you say?
What can you say? At that time she was too young to understand.
I ask you,
but as she got older, we tried to tell her.